The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, April 4, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated the Young Communist League on its 60th anniversary and the José Martí Pioneers Organization on its 61st anniversary. The president recalled on Twitter the production activities in which he participated Sunday with a group of organization members in salute to the founding date. The head of state also shared a phrase from the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, about young people and their role as followers of the political social process that the Caribbean nation defends. Since last January, the leadership of the youth organization has carried out an extensive program which has included bringing the new generations closer to passages of Cuban revolutionary history. Fidel Castro created the Union of Young Communists on April 4, 1962, a year before the same date the José Martí Pioneers organization had been constituted. The dossier of the Cuban Abdallah CIGB-66 COVID-19 vaccine, with which millions of people have been immunized to date, is ready for its presentation to the World Health Organization, and thus the process of international recognition should begin. Formal contacts with WHO on this immunogen developed by the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, CIGB, began in March. The biotechnological and pharmaceutical industries group BioCuba Farm reported on its Twitter account that the UN agency has already been informed about the completed documentation to be reviewed by experts. In operation since November 2021, the CIGB Mariel Biotechnological Industrial Complex is considered the most modern facility of its kind in Cuba and one of the most advanced industries in Latin America and the Caribbean, stressed Eduardo Martinez, president of the BioCuba Pharma. A total of 9,916,877 Cubans have been fully vaccinated, and the booster dose has reached over 6 million nationals. Cuba expressed its gratitude for the solidarity of the five continents in a media marathon against the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade, an initiative of Europe for Cuba channel to denounce and condemn that policy. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel wrote on Twitter that he appreciated the love for Cuba from organizations and media from all continents that for 24 hours kept up the media marathon against the blockade and assured that the revolution will continue to fight. In the same social media network, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero joined the recognition and highlighted every show of solidarity demanding the end of the siege of the Caribbean nation, described by the marathon as genocidal and criminal. Traditional and alternative media, solidarity associations, international organizations, political forces, and personalities responded to the call with programs, messages, and videos to ratify their repudiation of the siege and the attempts of economic asphyxiation intensified by the last two administrations in the White House. We thank the Channel Europe for Cuba and the friends of the associations and the official and independent media for the signs of affection towards the Cuban people in the 24-hour media marathon on YouTube, said the island's ambassador to France, Otto Bayon, who participated in the initiative. And in the international agenda, we have that President-elect Rodrigo Chavez called for the unity of Costa Rica in his victory speech, contrary to his position in the campaign in which he always used confrontational language. Chavez won Sunday's elections for the presidency, having obtained 52.86% of the valid votes cast. In his victory speech, Chavez stated that he receives with the deepest humility this sacred decision of the Costa Rican people, and that this result is not a medal nor a trophy, but rather an enormous responsibility with many difficulties that together they will solve. He advocated discussing and finding solutions together with the help from all, united and hand in hand. Meanwhile, a fourth dose of COVID-19 vaccine is being administered as of today in Paraguay as a booster dose to various vulnerable groups, the Ministry of Health reported. The health authorities will use China's CoronaVac and U.S.-made Pfizer immunizer for adults over 50 years of age and personnel highly exposed to SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus until Friday. The vaccines will also be applied to immune-compromised or immune-suppressed people, starting with teenagers over 12 years of age. The special vaccination will also offer the opportunity to the rest of the population to complete other stages of the immunization campaign, such as first doses, second and third booster, through available products. The priority groups for this purpose are children between 5 and 11 years old, young people from 12 to 17, pregnant adolescents, and citizens over 18 years of age. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.